Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Productions and Twilight Entertainment presents Blog Talk, your source for inspiration and information. Broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, and secrets are held. And what we do each and every week on Love Talk, we tell you what the lies are, expose the liars, and reveal the secrets, so that way we can have better relationships in our community. And as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage Wellness. Once again, it is Valentine's season coming up. Get your spa packages now, massage, facial. We are going all out this year for Valentine's Day. Make it extra special. Say you heard it from one of our radio shows, you get a 20% discount. Easy ways to come on, you can tweet me at RSD44. You can go on the Facebook.com/TQMind, or if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you can call 240-778-5219 to book your massage packages now. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness, servicing D.C., Maryland, Virginia, your best place for all your wellness and relaxation needs. And today we're talking about the read option plan. Going into the Super Bowl and just coming from the championship game, that concept of the name came from how quarterbacks do what's called a read option. What you do, the quarterback has a game plan, a safe game plan, a game plan that they commit to. But when they see something that they may not like, they might want to opt out for another for the wilder or the more out there choice. So this came based off of Might Be About You, Miss Choices. Miss Choices will join us shortly to tell us a little bit about her blog and what she was going about, whether you're the option or you're the choice, because a lot of people have to decide where you stand in the relationship. So we're going to get into all that. Well, of course, we also got Case of the X. So we'll get to that point very soon. But first, Toy Sugar's True Love. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions.
Listen to me.
Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we're talking about the Read Option Plan, where people have this concept where you're, you know, committed, you're going into a committed relationship, you got that game plan where you think things are going smooth, but then something gets in the way where that person that you're with may not look at the option that they have in front of them and might want to opt out and choose something else. So it's about the question of whether you're the option or whether you're the choice. And bringing this up from the blog might be about you, Ms. Choices. Are you on the air? Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, everybody.
All right. So explain a little bit about this, whether you're the option or you're the choice. What does that mean when you posted this in your blog last week?
Okay, I was kind of going with the fact that, you know, how you have people in relationships, male and female alike, whereas, you know, one person is all caught up in a relationship. They're, you know, going all in. However, they're missing all the signs. And you know what I'm saying? You're missing the signs, whereas you're always getting excuses or, you know, some last shot to you. Or, you know, or even the simple fact is, this person only calls you at a certain time of the day, you only talk a certain amount of time, and then when you really, really need him, like, you know, he has some excuse where he's, you know, preoccupied. What happens is a lot of men and a lot of women in relationships have people, as I call it, you know, say you get to play around with. It's nice to hang out with you. We do fun stuff together. But when it comes to that point of them wanting to settle down, they're not the person that they're looking for. That's not the person who has their heart. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women kind of get it mixed up that, you know, they're thinking they're that choice, but in our reality, you are the option. You are the backup, or, you know what I'm saying, you are what's fun for right now, but they know in their heart that you're not the one thing that's going to last. So that's what I was going with the question of, are you the option or the choice? You really need to know the difference.
I tell you, it's an interesting topic, actually the case of the ex. I can actually get into that today early, because that actually flows along with this particular topic. The person, I'll leave a name anonymous. Anytime you send in a case of the ex, I'll leave it anonymous unless you choose to put your name out there. From New Mexico, big shout out to New Mexico that's listening now right there. She's been seeing this guy for a little while. They work together. And what happens is when they're at work, and she tries to have communication, have conversation with him, he just gives a little head nod, very small talk, and leaves her alone. But late at night, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, this guy wants to, you know, call and see what's going on, to see if he can come over, things like that. So she is trying to figure out where she stands with the relationship, you know, whether she is the choice for the option, because she feels like, okay, maybe he's just trying to pull back at work. And some people might think in their mind, okay, well, it's work, you know, we'll just try to keep everything kind of chill at work and then, you know, hang out later on. But she's wondering if maybe there's another reason why he kind of ignores her while they're at work.
Well, he can for professional reasons, you know, or whatever. But, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, are you going to be that person that he can always call at 10, 11 o'clock at night and he know you're going to answer? You know, are you going out in public places regardless of the fact? I don't really condone workplace relationships anyway, because that's a tricky situation within itself. However, if you're choosing to do that, you're going to have to separate the two. You're going to have to separate work, and you're going to have to separate the relationship. But the question is, what is he doing in between work hours? Does he spend it with you? You know, are you building something, or is it just that he called me every Thursday around 10:30, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, want to see me come over, whatever, whatever. Is that what you're looking for? Is that the type of relationship that you're looking for? Like, you got to have to reevaluate, because that might be more of a, as you can say, personal choice, if that's what you want to do with the relationship, or are you really, you know, not separating the boundaries of the two? So it can truly go either way, depending on if the boundaries are not set, or are you that option?
Now that's the interesting point there, like in that in between time. Like we were talking about last week's show, talking about that routine, and a lot of times when you're the option, when you're on that option plan, what happens is that routine comes in. You know, like he or she only calls you on a certain day at a certain time, and you only do certain things together. It's like what happens is when you're that option, you're in that zone where you actually know like clockwork when this person's going to call, and you know pretty much the status of what's going to be the conversation. And you know, and then sometimes when you're even that choice, some people are just afraid of having that steady commitment, so they like that routine of saying, okay, I know that 10 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night, she's going to be there, and we can just, you know, hang out, chill, do whatever at that time, and kind of keep it discreet from, especially in this situation, in the workplace situation, but even in general relationships, some people are just a little hesitant to make that true commitment early on in the relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Commitment is a big thing, and like you say, you can be the one who is the choice, but you're holding back for some reason. My thing is hold out as long as you can until you're actually ready, but let it be on your terms and not the terms that someone else is dictating for you, you know, and then because life goes on and you finally look back, are you going to say if you were the one to control or were they controlling you? So if they're controlling you, you're definitely that option, you know, but if you're the one in control, then you're probably that choice because you've made a stand on what you are and, you know what I'm saying, are not going to tolerate it, however. But like you say, when you start dealing with workplace and relationships, that's a hazy situation because technically you go to work to go to work. And hopefully you can find somebody else out of work that, you know, to spend your time with. But if not, that's a tricky subject. You got to figure out where you stand.
Yeah, that's true. That's what's one of the main things that makes, you know, knowing where you stand in a relationship very complicated. Once again, it's Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Production, Toy Entertainment, and we're talking about being the choice or being the option in a relationship. So we talked a little bit about some of the signs, but break down a little bit, just kind of a little bit in detail about how you can really tell when you're a little more the option than not the choice.
Most of the time when you are that option, your communication is usually off. And what I mean by off is you can call their phone at odd period times of the day. You already know they're not going to answer. When they do decide they're going to answer, when they do decide they're going to call you back, they give you a lame excuse. Oh, my phone was in the car. You know, I've been out of town. You know, I have family in town. You know, I'm hanging out. Whatever it is, my phone went dead. They always got some excuse. It's never like, oh, my bad, you know. I was in the shower, a little simple stuff, when it's time you probably should be taking a shower. No, you get the, you know what I'm saying, the slide to the left, you know what I'm saying, comments. And you miss all them signs, but then you get to the point where you don't necessarily go into stalker mode, but then I say your radar's off, you're questioning now, like, why every time I call is, you know, it's some type of lie here, it's there, you know what I'm saying, some type of excuse here, and then, you know, you're breaking dates with me, you're breaking times that we should be together, or you don't show up at all, you know, things like that. Those are all types of signs when as you are the option, because they already know when they're with that choice, they can't be answering the phone talking to you. They can't really be texting you because, you know what I'm saying, they give her the utmost respect. If she decides one day all out of the blue, oh, I want to go here, they're going to stop what they're doing and they're going to go. They won't do that for that option. So people really need to realize, and I mean, not saying that you're going to be able to know all the time, but set boundaries for your relationship. Put, you know, say things that you are going to allow and the things you aren't going to allow, and don't bend on them. Like if you're bending, oh, you make an excuse for this, you'll make an excuse for that, you'll be making excuses all your life, and then one day you're going to turn around and he married to the next person, and you're sitting there like, what happened? And he's been telling you the whole while in so many ways, like, I can't talk to you first thing in the morning. You can't call me at 6 and I'm up and chipper. Even if I got to be to work at 8, Shorty got to be to work at 8 too. So we up together. So we ain't going to be on the phone talking while I'm getting dressed. You know what I'm saying? Or I already know she's going to go to bed early. I can say I'm out with my boys, but I'm be on the phone talking to you, trying to come see you. You got to know the signs ins and out. And you just can't ignore the things that you know what I'm saying, that your inner self is telling you that may be a red flag. Usually if your body feels it's a red flag, it usually is a red flag if you're paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. If you're paying attention, it's a key factor, because what happens is a lot of times when you're the option or you're the sideline, what happens is you kind of get blurred out by some of the different elements that come with being that option. You know, you might get, you know, those extra gifts every now and then, because basically it's like hush money in essence. They're trying to keep you quiet by giving you some nice gifts, by taking you out every now and then to certain places, or bring some stuff to your house. That way it makes it seem like, oh yeah, he care about me. You know, he bought me, you know, got my hair done, gave me a little bit of money so I can buy some clothes, whatever. So that way it throws off the fact that you are not the primary choice. So, and that's one avenue. And two, a lot of people don't realize this, but a lot of times with the option, you gotta look out for your friend. You gotta look out for, you know, your closest person, because that person next to you might be the main choice, and you're just an option to get to that choice. Sometimes that happens where people don't realize it, that, you know, that friend that you think is, you know, just a man, you know, they're real cool, you know, but you know, they might have ulterior motives along the side where you don't even know about.
Mhm. That's true.
That's one of the biggest things people think. You know, people forget about their, you know, and there's many different levels to being an option. It's not just a cut and dry. Oh yeah, you know, he calls me sporadically, doesn't pay attention to me. You know, I must be the option. No, there's a lot of subtleties to way people treat that main person or that sideline person, and that's where it comes down to cause the problems when deciphering if you're the option or the choice. So,
yeah.
So this here is the. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, yeah, that could be real similar. It's kind of, it'll probably be, you know what I'm saying, so close in character, it'll be like that one little thing that'll let you know, like, yeah, he doing something else on somewhere else. You just got to pay attention.
Just got to pay, exactly. Open your eyes and pay attention to it, and that's the thing. So, but there's also, at the same time, like I said, you just may know, but you don't really want to know. You don't really want to find out. You know, you got those people that their relationship's been married for a long time and really feel that even though you're married in a marriage, that you are the choice, but the whole time they got a whole nother family, a whole nother, you know, you've been the option for a very long time. They go on these extended business trips, and, you know, when they come back from those extended business trips, you think that everything's good. You know, they brought you a gift pack from wherever they were on their business trip. Little do you know, they're probably right down the street at the other house with the other baby mama and their kids over there. there's so many different things that you got to, you know, keep your eyes out for. And the thing is, when people get comfortable, that's always the biggest problem. People get comfortable and they're like, oh, okay, you know, everything seems pretty good. Bills are paid. You know, I got a little bit of clothes. I'm, you know, keeping everything looking right. But, you know, but they're not really happy on the inside. And that's the thing. You got to find that internal happiness in order to make sure that your any relationship is successful.
Most definitely. You have to. And like I be, you know, saying, you just see people sometimes, you be like, you only, when your life is limited and it's in a bubble, you need to start to question that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take the little signs as they come. Are you not allowed to go here? Have you never been here? You know, have you ever been offered to go here with them? You know, little stuff. Do you even know where he lives? You know what I'm saying? Do you always pick him up from somewhere random? Like, all types of crazy stuff. Is there always an excuse why you ain't never got no car? You know, is he always with his kids, but you ain't never seen a child's picture? Like, question somebody. I mean, you just got to question. Some people just don't. They just don't. They're not looking for it. They just want to go in the ignorant bliss.
No, not yet. That's definitely sign number one right there. Person got a car, but they always say, "I pick me up at the train station. I'll meet you like that, or I'll meet you at a central location." Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's rule number one, that you might be the option. You know what I'm saying? Rule number two, that you might be the option, is when they say, "Oh, you know, why you always come over here? Why don't we go to your place?" "Oh man, it's messy, it's dirty. I ain't got no food over there. You know, I ain't got nothing to drink over there. So you know, it's better just hang out over here." Or, you know, they always meet you at a, you know, central location. That's probably rule number two right there, that you are the option. And rule number three, you don't know any of their friends. that's a key factor right there. Don't you the option or the choice? You don't know any of their friends. They're on the phone, they're talking, they're texting, and then they're like, "Oh, you know, who's that? Oh, nah, just nobody, just, you know, just work stuff." But you don't know any of their friends, and they really secretive about who you are seeing around. That might show you the option as well. So all those little signs.
All those little signs are the ones that show you, you know, you get cute little gifts, but you never see them on Valentine's Day. It's either a couple days before, you know, Christmas comes around. You know what I'm saying? He'll see something a couple of days before, but you'll never see him on the Christmas holiday. You know, you've never been to his mom's house, or not even his mom's house, his brother, his cousin, somebody else. You know, and even if you do, it's always that one person. You ain't seen nobody else. Right? It's like,
yeah,
man,
that one person to look out.
Right. He everybody's friend. He ain't never told on nobody. You know what I'm saying? They all right. Or you always go, you know what I'm saying, to places and you always sit in the back or in the corner. It's nowhere like when it's day. Somebody just walk in and be like, "Hey," you'll never get that. You sit with your back to the door and they sit and facing all the time. It's a little stupid stuff.
Yeah, there's many levels to it. Yeah, you're in the back corner of the movie theater. That dude, you know, 5 minutes before the movie theater, you know, he's going to get some popcorn, you know, so that way he's outside the movie theater right when the movie's over. You know, trying to play it off like, "Oh, yeah, you know, I just had to, you know, go to the bathroom real quick," you know. Trying to make it seem like everything is separate. Everything is separate, but together in essence. And that's the thing, you know, that separate but together may show that you are the option, and you got to make sure that you're not being blinded by some of the outside, the glitz and glamour, the different things that they might provide for you or might do to you that will, you know, make you feel somewhat special, but you're not really that special person in their life. So that's one of the big things. You know, make sure you're on the lookout, and you know that's the only thing. You got to look out for yourself, look out for all the signs, and make sure that, you know, you're looking for that internal happiness as well. So any final thoughts on the show tonight? We've got a few minutes left. Definitely appreciate everyone that's been listening each and every week. We're just growing and growing in people. Last week was the highest rated love talk that we've had in the 2 years I've been doing this show. So I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of different topics that people have that they want to discuss as well. So always let us know. You know, you can tweet us, you can call us up. We're willing to listen to, you know, any topics that you have. K to the X, you can always inbox me or inbox Miss Choices and let us know what you have planned. So what, do you have any idea where you're going with your blog next week?
I was thinking about the ex-girlfriend syndrome. And that's going to be an interesting topic, because ex-girlfriends can be the most annoying people in the creation of the world, because they're hurt. They've been, you know what I'm saying, now they might even be embarrassed, but the biggest thing is now you're alone. So that's where I'm going with next week. I'm going to get on that topic of the ex-girlfriend syndrome.
Oh, wow. So that's it. That's going to be a lot of fire right there. And all you guys going to be calling in or or emailing about that, think about it. It might be about you. So don't try to front and flex that it, that you know that it's going, that you know that you're not the one, but you're the one that's acting all crazy and got the syndrome. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And you know, we're going into to February pretty soon. So in February, the topic is all about how to make the love right, setting the mood right, setting the style, just doing everything to make sure that love is on point, building that bond for the relationships. So that's what we're going to be hitting on in February as well. So once again, thank you once again for listening to Love Talk. Everybody that's listening to Rod Stevie Show each and every Sunday as well, you know, really appreciate all that. And each and every week, you know, always want to make sure that we know that you guys know how to reach us. So Miss Choices, let everybody know how they can contact you.
You can reach me on Twitter at Miss Choices 1, Miss Choices with a Z, Ms. with a Z. You can reach me on Facebook at under Miss Choices Brown, or you can hit me at It Might Be About You. And that is always, I love to hear your feedback, good, bad, and ugly. Either way, it doesn't matter to me.
All right. That's what it's all about. That's the way we can build and get the better relationships in our community by getting all the feedback, good, bad, and different. Let us know what you're thinking. And also, just want to give a big shout out to Toy Circus. Be on the lookout. The Love 4 album is coming out very soon. Love to the 4th, Power, the anthem. We got a world premiere song coming out next week. So going to be exclusively here on Love Talk, so definitely very excited about that. And she's doing some really big things. She's working on some freestyles, working on that full album. So Love to the 4th Power by Toy Sugar is coming out very, very soon. And also, I just want to give a shout out to my man Jerome in Indiana, who's definitely been contributing to a lot of different things that's been going on the Sunday show. And we are coming up to the 100th episode of the Rod Stevie Show in a couple months. So we just want to thank everybody. Just keep the love going and continuing on everything that's going on with us. So be on the lookout for a lot of big projects going on with between Love Talk and the Rod Stevie Show. So as always, on behalf of Miss Choices, this is Mr. Rod Stevie. And until next time, we'll talk.